you want to turn in your Bible to 2 Samuel chapter 7. 2 Samuel chapter number 7. We're trying to be too long tonight. Verse 1, the Bible says, "And it came to pass, when the king sat in his house, and the Lord had given him rest round about from all his enemies, that the king said unto Nathan the prophet, See now, I dwell in a house of cedar, but the ark of God dwelleth within curtains. And Nathan said to the king, Go, do all that's in thine heart, for the Lord is with thee. And it came to pass that night that the word of the Lord came unto Nathan, saying, Go and tell my servant David, Thus saith the Lord, Shalt thou build me an house for me to dwell in? Whereas I have not dwelt in any house since the time I brought up the children of Israel out of Egypt, even to this day, but have walked in a tent and in a tabernacle in all the places wherein I have walked with all the children of Israel, spake I a word with any of the tribes of Israel, whom I commanded to feed my people Israel, saying, Why build ye not me an house of cedar? Now therefore, so shalt thou say unto my servant David, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, I took thee from the sheep goat, from following the sheep to be ruler over my people, over Israel. And I was with thee whithersoever thou wentest, and have cut off all thine enemies out of thy sight, and have made thee a great name, like unto the name of the great men that are in the earth. Moreover, I will appoint a place for my people Israel, will plant them, that they may be made dwell in a place of their own, and move no more, neither shall the children of wickedness afflict them any more as before. And as since the time that I commanded judges to be over my people Israel, and have caused thee to rest from all thine enemies, also the Lord telleth thee that he will make thee an house. And when thy days are be fulfilled, and thou shalt sleep with thy fathers, I will set up thy seed after thee, which shall proceed out of thy bowels, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be his father, and he shall be my son. And if he commit iniquity, I will chasten him with the rod of men and with the stripes of the children of men. But my mercy shall not depart away from him, as I took it from Saul, whom I put away before thee. And thine house and thy kingdom shall be established forever before thee, and thy throne shall be established forever. According to all these things, and according to all that this vision, so did Nathan speak unto David. Then went King David in and sat before the Lord, and he said, Who am I, O Lord God? And what is my house that thou hast brought me hitherto? And this is yet a small thing in thy sight, O Lord God. But thou hast spoken also of thy servant's house for a great while to come. And is this the manner of man? And is this the manner of man, O Lord God? And what can David say more unto thee? For thou, Lord God, knowest thy servant. For thy word's sake and according to thine own heart hast thou done all these things, a great thing, to make thy servant know them. Wherefore thou art great, O Lord God, for thou is known like there is none like thee, neither is there any God besides thee, according to all that we have heard with our ears. And what one nation in the earth is like thy people, even like Israel, whom God went to redeem from a people to himself, and to make him a name, and to do for you great things and terrible for thy land before thy people, which thou redeemest to thee from Egypt, from the nations and their gods. For thou hast confirmed to thyself thy people Israel to be a people unto thee forever, and thou, Lord, art become their God. And now, O Lord God, the word that thou hast spoken concerning thy servant and concerning his house, establish it forever, and do as thou hast said, and let thy name be magnified forever, saying, The Lord of hosts is the God over Israel, and let the house of thy servant David be established before thee. For thou, O Lord, the Lord of hosts, God of Israel, hast revealed to thy servant, saying, I will build thee an house, therefore hath thy servant found in his heart to pray this prayer unto thee. And now, O Lord God, thou art that God, and thy words be true, and thou hast promised this goodness unto thy servant. Therefore now, let it please thee to bless the house of thy servant, that it may continue forever before thee. For thou, O Lord God, hast spoken it, and with thy blessing let the house of thy servant be blessed forever. Praise the Lord. Amen. I won't preach a little while this evening, if God will be my help on this thought. God's will be done. Amen. God's will be done. As we look at this tonight and we see the servant David, and he comes to a place in his kingdom, amen, where he's satisfied in the steadfastness of the Lord. He's satisfied in his situation where he's come before God. He's been mindful of God, and God has blessed him and has used him and has established him as the king of Israel. Amen. The king of kings, if you will. All these enemies has been defeated. Amen. Praise God. And he's built a nation. He's brought a people together, and he's built him a house. Amen. A place to dwell. And as David's thinking on this, he begins to think that he has this nice place to dwell. He has this nice place to reside. But he thinks about the ark of God, how it's still dwelling inside curtains, that there's no house for God. So David comes in his heart and he begins to think about building something for God, building a place for God. I want to say tonight, the only thing, the best place that we could build for the Lord is in our hearts tonight. The only place that we should be satisfied is when He's living in our souls, in a place, amen, inside us. You say, how does he get there? He comes to our head through the knowledge of the Word of God, into our heart through the Spirit of God that shows us that He loved us and He gave Himself for us. Amen. That's the foundation upon which we build. Outside of that is no foundation at all. You can go to school and get education. You can go to school and get all the knowledge that the world has and still die lost without God. But tonight, if we take the Lord Jesus Christ and we believe on Him, we trust in the death, the burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, the blood He shed on the Calvary, cross of Calvary, we can have a foundation that's sure. Amen. Praise God. It's the best foundation there is. It's the only foundation of assurance. Amen. Tonight. Amen. Only sure foundation there is this side of eternity is Lord Jesus Christ. But we see David, what he's wanting to do here. He's wanting to build a foundation. He's wanting to lay a foundation. He's wanting to build under the Lord. Amen. I hope that's what we're wanting to do. I hope that's what you're wanting to do today. I hope you're looking to build a foundation that's sure. I hope we're looking as God's people, amen, to be building something, praise God, that'll be sure and steadfast. Amen. We see that he was led. It was David's spirit that led him, amen, to build a place for God. Amen. It's our spirit that'll instruct us and guide us to show us that we need a place for God to reside. Amen. We live in a day in the world that we have a place, we have a time appointed situation for everything in the world. Amen. But do we have a time for the Lord, a place for the Lord where He can dwell and be satisfied? Amen. Satisfied in our soul, praise God. What He was looking for was a place. And He was willing to lay foundations. Amen. But as I got to thinking on this, I was thinking about David. He was willing to lay, even to lay foundations that others might have a place to build. Sometimes we might not be able to build the whole thing. We might not be able to see this thing finished out the way we desire to see it. But you know what we can do today? Amen. We can begin to build that. We can begin to build a foundation so others can come along and build on that foundation. And I can't do it all, and you can't either. There's no reason to think it. We can't. But praise God, there's a God of heaven said if we'll start building a foundation, a sure foundation, a steadfast foundation, which is Christ Jesus the Lord, amen, we start building on that, praise God, He'll help us to finish, and it'll be finished well. Amen. Amen. Praise God. With the help of the Lord, He'll come along, and He'll do that for us. But we procrastinate sometimes, don't we? We put things off and say, well, we'll do it tomorrow. I was thinking about the old scenario of a man that was going to plant a fruit tree. And he pondered on it for a while, and he was up in the years, and he pondered on that fruit, those fruit trees for a while, and he said, you know what? I'm not going to fool with that. I'm not going to plant those trees, even though it's on my heart, but because I'll never get to partake of those fruit trees. I'll not live long enough. But in our selfish way, if it was on his heart to do it and he planted a tree, guess what? Somebody come along and be able to enjoy those fruit trees. Amen. Pray God. Sometimes it's what you say, but sometimes it's better just go ahead and on the foundations, go ahead and plant, amen, so that others could enjoy. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So what he's doing, he was planning, he was praying, praise God. That's what we need to be doing. We need to be planning and praying for the future church. Amen. This is not only church today, but this is the church for tomorrow, next week, and next year. Amen. So we need to be praying according to God's will for the church. We need to be praying for our brothers and sisters. Christ, God, to be speaking and moving and using them for God's glory according to His will. Amen. I say, praise God, to God, that God's will be done in the day and hour we live. Amen. So we can all finish well. Amen. What God would have us to do. Amen. The things we would do, we'd like to do. Amen. There's a whole lot of things we'd like to do and we can't. Amen. It may be that sometimes it just seems impossible. There's just some things don't seem like we can do. But you know what? If we come together, if we pull together, we do it together, sometimes the impossible can be overcome. Because the Bible tells us that there's nothing impossible with God. Amen. That all things are possible with Him. Amen. So because we serve a God, now listen, God's children, we serve a God today that created the whole universe. Everything that we have, everything that's in it, praise God, He made it. Amen. He took nothing and made something and hung it up in nothing. Amen. You think about it. God Almighty, through the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, He took nothing, made something, and hung it up in nothing. You take the stars and the moon and the galaxies, everything that's out there we can see at night. God made that and He put it up there. He put it in a specific place and He said, stay right there. Yeah. Now I've tried to do stuff. I try to take stuff sometimes and put it on. I have a hard time sometimes getting it to hang on a nail. Amen. I get in there and get it hung up and I back off a few feet and that thing goes. Amen. I mean with an object to hold it. But our God, the God of the universe, Lord Jesus Christ, He made the whole universe, took the stars, amen, He put them out, took them out, made something out of nothing, hung it up in nothing and said, stay right there. Yep. And guess what? It's staying right there. Yeah. Amen. For thousands of years, it stayed right where He put it. Amen. So there's nothing that's impossible with God. The only thing is impossible is the thoughts of our mind. We limit the God we serve. But I want to say tonight on authority of the Word of God, we serve an unlimited God. We know we know that we do because we've seen Him do miracles in this church. We've seen Him heal people. We've seen Him bring people through situations that we never thought we'd overcome. We've went into dark, shadowy valleys that we thought we'd never come out of. Amen? We've thought it's finished, it's the end, it's done. But God Almighty, amen, praise God, according to His perfect will, reach down below, glory be to God. Somebody ought to just jump up and shout, reach down below the darkness and the gloom and the doom, amen, in our thoughtfulness, mindfulness of what we can't do because God can do. He reached way below the bottom, way below where we could even imagine, praise God, and changed the situation. Amen. Amen. I don't know about you tonight. If I didn't have my faith in the Lord and the God of heaven, I'd be finding a place where I could get in. Amen. I'd be called. I'd be begging. I'd ask God, please give me the assurance of my faith, praise God, to know that You are God and beside You there is no other. Amen. I could come to a place where I could put my faith and trust in Him, praise God, and see Him move in a mighty way when things seem impossible. But when we come together, you know, in the upper room, the Bible says they come together in one mind and one accord. They were thinking on the same line. Amen. They were seeking the will of God. Amen. We have the word, this blessed old King James Bible, you know what it is? It's the mind of God. Amen? We see who He is. He tells us how He thinks. He tells us His love for us. He tells us compassion that He has, praise God, and we can take it and believe it, apply it to our lives. And that's what David was doing. He was building upon the trust that he had in the Lord. Amen. He had an honest ambition to build something for the Lord, to do something for His God. Amen. Praise God. Seemed impossible, but he said, come together. Amen. In the will of the Lord, all things are possible. Amen. All things are possible in the will of the Lord. We just got to find His will. Find where He had asked me, praise God. And he was looking at this and he was talking about the future of the children. Amen. I've been thinking about this pretty hard here lately since we started trying to get in this, get involved with the children and children's ministry, take the Word of God, amen, out of here and take it out there, praise God. You know, I'm going to say, by the way, that's the way it's supposed to be. Amen? Yeah. We've been sleuthful and well-doing because God commanded us from the very beginning, amen, to come to the house of God and get filled and take it in the highways and the hedges and compel them to come in, compel them to get in. So we're supposed to take it from His house to their house to wherever it needs to go so that they can have the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? So we need to be mindful of that because of the future of the children. Now notice what he says here. He tells Nathan this. Nathan comes back and he said, well, listen, the Lord laid it on my heart. He said, you're not going to be able to build this. But David, you know what? He said, that's all right. But he said, listen, what's on your heart, praise God, it'll be accomplished for your children. Amen. Everything I done was to no avail right now today, praise God. If it could get our little children in later down the road, praise God, Brother Kevin, it'd be worth it all. If I could plant a seed today, praise God, that'll grow into fruitation, praise Lord, down the road somewhere, praise God, I say then sow that seed so that some little old youngin' can get a hold of it somewhere down the line. Listen, we can't save nobody anyway, but there's a God of heaven. He said if we'll sow the seed, that He'll give the increase. Amen. He'll water it, praise God. He'll give the increase somewhere down the line. Amen. He said in that verse 11, he said, and since the time that I commanded judges to be over my people Israel and caused thee to rest from all thine enemies, also the Lord telleth thee that He will make thee an house. I got to think about that. I said, whoopee. Now David was, he had done decide he was going to build God a house. Amen. He's going to build God a place. And God said, David, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. He said, I'm going to build you a place. Amen. Praise God. You know, the Bible says He knows the thoughts and intents of our heart. He knows why we do what we do. Amen. Whether we're doing it for our own self or for Him. Praise God. He rewards His people because of the desire of our heart. Amen. He knows why we do it. And He said, from the desire of the heart, He said, I will make thee an house. And when thy days be fulfilled, verse 12, and thou shalt sleep with thy father, He said, when you're dead and gone, in other words, I will set up thy seed after thee, which shall proceed out of thy bowels. He said, your seed, not somebody else's. And I will establish His kingdom. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. He said, He knew the desire of David's heart, praise God. And he said, hey, listen, the things that he can't do, the things that I can't do, praise God, God can. There's a whole lot I can't do. I'll just be honest. And Brother Bill, I find as I get older, there's a whole lot of things I used to do I can't do now. Amen. Your body, as you get older, just don't cooperate the way it used to. Amen. Say amen or oh me. Amen. Amen. Praise God. We just can't do what we used to do. Or it may be that we're just not allowed to do it. Hey, sometimes they say things that God just won't allow me to do. Amen. I may want to. I may have a desire to. But God just won't allow me to do it. You know what happens? That's where you come in. Amen. Say, oh me. Oh me. Amen. That's where you come in. Something God just won't allow me to do, but He might let you do it. Amen. Praise God. If God opens your heart, praise God, do so. Do it. Just step out on faith. You say, preacher, I don't know if I can. Preacher, you don't know if you till you try. Let me just tell on some of these people here. Amen. I'm going to ratchets out right now, every one of you. Ace folks sitting right here in this section that a few weeks ago said, I can't do that. And now we're going to go to the school and we're going to teach little children Sunday school lesson, basically. Going to give them the gospel. And these folks sitting right here said, well, I can't do that. Now, I don't know what they was expecting because I can't do it all either. Amen. I think we think sometimes, well, we'll get Pastor Jeff and we'll go down there and we'll watch him do this. And I put my big ass on my shirt. And I go down there and I give it my best, but I can't do it all. Amen. So I took this little group of folks. Amen. Glory to God. You grin about it, bless my heart. Amen. Because some of them said up when we started, and they said, I'll go. They said it real quietly. And they kind of said it meekly, like, you know, if I say it, I know I'm going to volunteer, but I'm going to do it real quiet. Maybe he, preacher, will hear me and I get out of it. But God. But these folks right here, Miss Jean, Miss Penny, Miss Tara, and Rick, they stood up and said, okay, preacher, we'll go and we'll try, you know, whatever. And they got down there and we still had a little bit of apprehension. Amen. When you get up in front of strangers and you start doing little kid songs, amen, where you're doing these gestures and things, you know, trying to show them, trying to get the kids to see it in a kid's way. It's different. Amen. So they throwed us a curve. Last Tuesday night, they said, you know, when we come back Tuesday, we're going to have a class. And what we're going to do is we're just going to let take groups and we're going to let each group teach the lesson. Going to let them do the wordless book and lead the songs and, you know, the different aspects of the teaching this class. And so I volunteered to do the lesson. Brother Rex, he volunteered to do the wordless book, and some other people volunteered or were coerced into doing another thing. Amen. Kind of just throwed in her lap. Well, when we got over there, everything changed. We went to our little table. We gathered up to do what we come to do. Amen. We had done decided amongst us that we could do this. Amen. Miss Jean's still saying, well, I'm just going to bring snacks. Yeah. But she was going to be there. Amen. She was going to participate. She was going to do a part. You know, that's all God asked us to do. Put herself out there. He'll do the rest. Listen, I'll tell you what. Young Zid, ain't that hard to be a child of God if we'll just put forth effort. We'll put ourselves out there. God will do it. Amen. We can't do it anyway. Amen. But when we seek the will of God to do it for His glory, praise God, He takes. But they got there and they throwed us a curve. They said, all the people that's going to teach the lesson, you go over here in this room. All the people that's going to do the wordless book, brother, said, you all go over here in this room. All the people that's going to lead the song, you go over here in this room. And they were separating us. We were losing our moral support. Took us out of our safety zone. Put us with a bunch of strangers. People we didn't even know. And then they got us in there all by ourselves. And they said, yeah. And then they said, in front of all these strangers. And then they said, the stupid said, who wants to go first? Are you crazy?
Yeah.
Are you crazy? I ain't going. My mama taught me a long time ago not to volunteer for anything. Amen. Because you can get into it. But you know what? They said, okay, who's going to go first? So we began to do what we could with the help of the Lord. Guess what? You know what? Well, God just fell in a place. I don't know about the rest of them, but I think God was beginning to bless them. God was helping. I could hear things going on a little bit in the different areas where they were, where our people were. And God was a blessing. God was a use them. They was getting in. They were being partakers in it, praying for the glory of God and for the children. Amen. You know what they was doing, Brother Bud? They was looking on the foundation, praise God. They was seeking a foundation on which to build something so they could show the little children that there's a foundation of Lord Jesus Christ that's sure, it's steadfast, praise God, and it might even be fun. Amen? They was building upon something. Come out, I don't know about that. Well, I do know about them. We got talking afterwards, and we had us a blast. Amen? We had a good time. We learned. And we come out of there. Now we need about 9 people to make this work real good. But there's 5 of us. And you know what we said? We got together at the end of the meeting there at the thing Tuesday evening. And you said, know what? We can do this. Amen? With the help of the Lord, we can do this. And guess what? With the help of the Lord, praise God, we're going to do this. Amen? For God's glory. Amen? We're going to start a foundation where we can put the little children and thinking, and we can grow with them as they grow in the Lord. Amen? Amen. Praise God. Sometimes you just think, well, I can't do it. But you don't know till you try. Sometimes God will just won't allow us to do things. Amen? Sometimes He just pulls the plug. He'd rather let somebody else do that. Amen? But you know what? I thought about David here when God told him. When Nathan come back, he said, hey, I jumped the gun there a little bit, David. I said, you know, just go ahead. If it's on your heart to build a place for house for God, you go ahead and build it. God will just bless it. Nathan, but he said, I went home, was sleeping last night, laid my head on my pillow. God come along. He said, Nathan, you told him wrong. You prophesied wrong. You need to go back and tell David in the morning that he ain't a building my house. Amen. And boy, David got mad and puffed up and stomped out like a little young and pouted for 3 days. No, that's not what the Bible said. And by David in humility, praise God, he received the message of the prophet of God. He said, so be it, the will of God be done. Amen, glory to God. He said, I'll just go ahead, and you know the Paul Harvey version, the rest of the story. He said, I'll just go ahead and get stuff together, praise God, so when my son comes along, when the one that God's appointed to do that comes along, praise God, I'll have things ready. Amen. Praise God. What we need to do is be getting things ready so that when our young'uns and our families come together and they want to do something for Jesus, praise God, everything they'll need will be there. Amen. Amen. That they can use. Amen. I'm talking about God's will being done. David didn't get puffed up. He didn't pout. Amen. He accepted God's will. When God said no. Has God ever told you no? Amen. There's been several times God's told me no. Now I prayed and I thought and I desired. I thought, Lord, this is... And He just said, flat out, just no. You're not going to do that. Amen. But you know what? Praise God. His will be done anyway. So what did we say? What happened to David? What did he do? I'll tell you what David did. Brother Bud, he agreed with God. You know, the easiest thing that we can do today, Brother Lynn, is just agree with God. Amen. Hey, you might as well. Hey, have you ever tried to argue with God? Now, you might argue with Mama, and you might argue with Daddy. You might argue with Papa and Grandma. You youngins, you got a whole lot more influence with Papa and Grandma than you do with Mom and Daddy. Amen. But if they love you, they'll tell you the truth. They'll keep you from going amiss. Amen. Praise the Lord. Do you ever notice how you let your grandchildren do things you'd never let your children do? Amen. But praise God, thank God for little old grand youngins. Praise the Lord. We got a good little granddaughter. Praise God. She's a good one. I mean, she is really. Never had a problem with her. Never had. I mean, I ain't said, well, never had to correct her in any way. Other than just saying, you shouldn't do that. That's not right. She said, okay. And she don't do it no more. If we could be like that. Amen. If we could be that easy. God tells us, said, well, you know you oughtn't to do that. And you say, yeah, I know, I'm going to do it one more time. Well, just today, Lord. Tomorrow I'll change. Amen. Lord, I think I can do it this time. Amen. Amen. God's will being done in our lives, praise God. But David come forward, he didn't argue with God. You know, same thing ought to be in a Christian life. When we're reading, we're studying, when a Sunday school teachers are teaching, when the pastor, your pastors are preaching, and the Holy Ghost of God reveals to you through the Word of God that they sin in your life. You know what we ought to do? What we're supposed to, what we have to do before we can even confess it. We have to agree with God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. When sin comes up, when sin's revealed in our life, when we're going in the wrong direction, what we got to do is stop when we realize that, when the Holy Spirit shows that, and we got to say, you know what? God, you're right. I want to say tonight, listen, that just don't fall out of the sky to your recollection. It don't just come from nowhere. It comes from God. He says, you know what? You're going in the wrong way.
Yeah.
And then you just got to stop. We got to stop. We got to say, okay, Lord, you're right. And I'm wrong. And Lord, would you please forgive me of that and help me to go in a different direction. Amen?
Amen.
That didn't hurt at all, did it? It didn't hurt me. Amen. Did it hurt you? Amen. Does it hurt you when you have to admit that you're wrong? Amen. It don't hurt. It hurts your feelings. It hurts your flesh. Amen. But it doesn't hurt. Just to say, Lord, I'm guilty. Amen. David just admitted he agreed with God. That's what we got to do. Say, okay, Lord, you're right, and I'm wrong. Amen. So what he did, he didn't argue with God. He said, okay, Lord, he agreed with God, and he said, let's get on with it. Amen. He set out. He began to work, and he began to do what he needed to do to make his project successful. Amen. Sometimes everything just don't click. It don't fall right in place with the way we think it ought to. But we just say, Lord, to your will be done, praise God. And just begin to set forth and to work, praise God, and begin to pray to make the project of what God put in our heart successful. Amen. Praise God. And we do it in a way that we don't care who gets the credit. Now here, listen to me right here. We live in a day in society that if we do something, we want everybody to know we did it. Stuff her chest out there and say, you know what got done over at the church the other day? And all that stuff that we had talked about getting done, and it got done Friday. Ain't what nobody helped me. Mentioned it 100 times.
Good job, Richard.
Nobody. Nobody showed up but me. But you don't have to worry about that no more. It's behind us. Somebody took care of that. Amen. But David wasn't like that. He said, listen, Lord, I don't care who gets the credit, praise God. He said, I want to start something. He said, I want to build a foundation. I want to lay out the articles that's needed, and somebody else, praise God, can come along and finish the project. Amen. He said, to God be the glory. Praise His holy name. David began to praise God. The Bible teaches us here in verses 18 through 24. He began to praise God for the glorious works that He had performed for him and his people, for bringing them to the place that they were. And praise God, in verse 28, 29, he began to pray for the fulfillment of God's promise. Amen. David said, I want to build you a house, Lord. I want to build you a place. And God says, nah, David, I can't allow you to do that. Amen. But I'm going to establish your kingdom. Amen. Now, if you'll look at this, this is the seventh or the Davidican covenant of the Lord in 2 Samuel chapter 7. He gives the Davidican covenant, a covenant with David that God makes with David. Amen. He said that someone of your seed will build me a house, will build me a place, praise God, for me to abide in. And he makes a promise. And God, David begins to pray in verse 28 and 29. And he says, prays for the fulfillment of the promise that God has made him. What we ought to do, young, is praise God. Just realize that God has made us a promise, Brother Kevin, that he would save us and our families. Praise God. We ought to just begin to pray and thank God for the promise that he's made.
Amen.
Realizing that he'll keep his promise to those who believe. Amen. Praise God. He knew that it was God's will. He knew that God's will would be done. Contrary to how he prayed. Amen. He said God had already made a promise that God's will would be done. Praise the Lord. You know tonight God's will be done. We just need to pray more that God's will be done in our lives. Amen. Contrary to how we pray. It don't change God's mind, praise God. He said, whether he prayed or not. Amen. We pray. If we pray in God's will, if we pray for God's will, praise God. Amen. In his will, for his will. And we become part of God's will. Amen. Praise God. That's why we need to be, believe and ask that God's will be done in our lives. Amen. Because like David, praise God, that we can see the fulfilled promise of God in my life, in your life. That God's will would be done. Amen. We can see it. It's when we pray in God's will, for God's will, then we, you and I, become part of His will. It don't get no better than that. That means we fall in line with where God would have us to be, even in these last days which we live, dark hour. Amen. Wickedness, sin is everywhere. You know, used to, the world was sinful. Amen. People would do things in the world, but they would sneak around and hide them. And they'd do it in the dark. They'd do it when they thought people wasn't looking. But nowadays, see, it's not sin, it's just wickedness. People do it in the open. They do it blatantly. They do it before God and everybody, and they don't care. Amen. But we need to pray. We need to ask. We need to ask the Lord, that His will be done. So that we can begin to build a foundation. So we can lay a foundation. We can begin to supply the necessities that God needs for His will to be done in our lives and in everybody else's. Amen. What we begin to gather up so that God's will could be done in other people's lives. Makes a difference. It makes a difference now. But listen to me very carefully. I'm done. But it'll make a difference in the future. Amen. What do you want to... How would you like things to be now? But how would we like things to be in the future? See, we plan now, but we plan with God for the future. See, God sees further than we do. And we're short-sighted. But God sees into eternity. Amen. Let me ask you a question tonight in closing. Have you planned for eternity? It's easy to plan for today because we're here. It's not too hard to plan for tomorrow. Amen. But we better say, you know, tomorrow I'll do this or do that if it be God's will.
Amen.
Because listen, we can't do nothing without the Lord. I've told you a story. The old fellow told me a while back. He said, "Preacher, I wish God just leave me alone." I said, "Fellow, if God leaves you alone, you're out of here." Amen. Air will quit going in and out of your lungs. You'll quit breathing. Your brain will die and you're dead. You go away. But praise God, when we seek God's will, that God's will be done in our lives, He sustains us and He moves us and He motivates us and He gives us, praise God, the desires of our hearts to do the things that be pleasing unto Him. So we have to ask ourselves today, praise God, are we prepared for eternity? Are we preparing for that day to be, that day that the calling out of God will call us away, amen, to a better place, to a better way, amen, in just a little while. Pray, it's not going to be long. Everything's playing out. Everything's coming together. The end times, we're living in the end times, the last days, the dispensation of grace. And if God speaks to our hearts, amen, we ought to be listening. Amen. Listen, young people, you ought to be listening. God's got something for you to do. God's got a plan and a purpose for your lives, as He's got a plan and a purpose for everybody here. And we need to say, we need to pray that God's will be done in my life. Amen.